American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. Israel accusing Hamas of violating the ceasefire deal that was recently brokered in part by President Trump and carrying out a series of airstrikes in Gaza. Israel claims Hamas returned partial remains of a hostage that was already previously recovered. Shosh Bedrosian, a spokesperson for Israel's prime minister, says the bodies of 13 hostages are still being held by Hamas inside Gaza, adding no hostages have been returned for several days.
It has been several days since Hamas handed over any of our hostages except the fake recovery and staging of one of our previously rescued hostages who was buried back in 2023. It is clear Hamas is violating the ceasefire.
As the government shutdown is now in day 30, pressure is mounting as millions of Americans face the loss of food assistance programs. SNAP benefits for 42 million Americans are set to expire at the end of the month if the government remains closed. Democrats have blamed Republicans for refusing to negotiate with them on a spending bill, asking for changes they say will save health care for millions of Americans. Republicans, however, say it's the Democrats that are playing political games. House Majority Whip Tom Emmer accusing Democrats of appeasing the far left wing of their party.
It's past time for Democrats in Congress to get serious and do their jobs for the people they were elected to serve, not for the communist mayoral candidate in New York City.
The Trump administration celebrates the success of its crime crackdown in Memphis. Jeff Manasso reports.
More than 1,700 arrests were made in Memphis in the month since a federal crime crackdown began. The Department of Justice saying people were arrested for homicides, drugs, gun charges, and sex offenses, including 126 known gang members. That 6 missing children were located and 300 guns were seized. Attorney General Pam Bondi saying tolerating crime is a choice. She's also thanking Democrat leadership in Memphis for partnering with the DOJ to make the city safe. More than a dozen federal agencies and the National Guard are participating in the Memphis crime crackdown surge.
Republican Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa releasing more than 190 subpoenas and other documents from former special counsel Jack Smith's criminal investigation of President Trump. Senator Grassley claims the probe was driven by partisan FBI agents and DOJ prosecutors to investigate Republican officials. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio says he agrees with Senator Grassley's assessment, and Smith should be interviewed in a closed-door deposition.
The only thing we get wrong when we start these investigations is it's always worse than we thought. And this one was certainly the case because, I mean, this was so expansive, so broad. Senator Grassley is exactly right. This was a complete fishing expedition.
Bill Gates now insists that climate change will not lead to humanity's demise. AFN's Chris Woodward spoke to an organization that says Gates cannot just flip-flop and get away with it.
Bill Gates' comments are from an October 28th New York Times article and are the opposite of what he was telling Bloomberg and other news outlets in 2020.
Well, certainly climate change will make entire ecosystems die off. It'll make parts of the world, you know, impossible to live in.
Larry Behrens of Power the Future told AFN that Gates is responsible for billions of dollars forcing a green agenda, which has done nothing but hurt families.
It's forced, you know, power bills to go up for our families. It's caused a whole lot of ill effects. And now he has decided that maybe probably because the political winds have changed and the reality has set in as to what the green agenda causes, he's having somewhat of a change of heart.
Now, new findings come every day. But when it comes to climate science, Barron says there's nothing new about climate to change Bill Gates' opinion.
There is no new science. There is no new revelation. There's no new information that Bill Gates has today that he hasn't had for the past 20 years. The only thing that's new is we see electric bills skyrocketing. We've seen Americans reject electric vehicles, and we've seen them wholesale reject the green agenda. And that's why Bill Gates has decided to see the light on climate. We've equated it to the arsonist suddenly deciding that he wants to run away from the fire, and that's exactly what Bill Gates is doing in this situation.
I'm Chris Woodward.
For American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh.